All right, we're back from recess in our Dade County Commission and RDA meeting. It's 9:27, and we're on issue updates, item of tourism.
Sorry, it's here. It's rodeo week, so I've got to get ready. That said, rodeo is Friday and Saturday. And then, other than that, we don't really have anything the rest of this month.
You say the concert or whatever?
Well, rodeo and concert, yeah.
That's Friday?
That's Friday, correct. Both was a huge success.
Jordan's done, we've done some new things to try and help not have to use so much out of TRT funds. They're doing a merch t-shirt. We're going to be selling a bunch of different hoodies, t-shirts, koozies, stuff like that. See if that will help offset some of the cost of it.
And we have probably a record breaking year on sponsors. Our program, that's what I was trying to finish up, is 28 pages long.
So, lots of sponsors this year. I spoke with experts in the community, the people that put on the Charlie Jenkins concert last year. Charlie Jenkins will be here again August 23rd. It is finalized and will be paid for through the Utah State Arts and Museum.
That's exciting.
I don't have a whole lot more details other than that. We finalize that July 5th.
So Saturday the 23rd of August. Awesome.
Yeah, so we're busy.
Did you know he was coming?
I knew he was coming July 5th.
We've been trying to figure out a date.
We've gone back and forth and back and forth on dates. And then August went into being outside of the government's fiscal year budget for grants, and so they did get a sign off from the state of Utah through the governor's office of economic opportunity to be able to do him on August 23rd using last year's funding money. We did get started on it in May, but we weren't having a whole lot of success between our weekends and their weekends and his weekends, but they were able to finalize it for us for August 23rd this year. So we're
cool.
Just going to be a concert fool here.
And then the rodeo.
Yeah, because we'll have the Tower Rock run and the fire round.
August 9th.
On that one. So.
With one weekend in between.
So
cool.
Busy.
Good.
Kate and I went to the car show and took some pictures. He flew the drone. It turned out awesome. He went to the fireworks and actually did some drone footage of that as well.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd like to see it.
Yeah.
Partly if he did any daylight ones, ones that would show where all the people, the parking and all,
yeah.
You know, a big overhead of the general area.
Yep, he got quite a few. I'll get them together and I can share
That'd
them out. The sunset was beautiful, so some of his drone footage of the sunset was awesome. So. Having that drone for tourism is going to be absolutely amazing. We went down to Red Canyon as well and did some. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut off.
No. What is Kate's last name?
Hawks.
Thank you.
So
he's picked up where Ryan left off with his.
Yeah. Yep. And Kate's flown a drone, but he's never done like photography drone work. So he's kind of getting an eye for it now for the events and stuff. So he's going to be doing
it
today as well for the groundbreaking.
Awesome.
So. Definitely a huge win for tourism.
Good.
Good
work. Anything else?
Not for me on that one.
Okay. Any citizen comment today?
I have one. We are getting hit hard by community members and tourists about our trash. Jordan answered quite a few comments this weekend. I've answered comments this weekend. The city's answered comments. We have more trash than we have places for it to be disposed. I don't have a good suggestion. I don't know what to help do to accommodate it. A lot of negative comments.
How many? The ones I seen were from the same person.
They were, but I actually got them. I directed some people to some trash cans, especially over here at the rodeo grounds from out in my area on that. the trash cans for Nick yesterday, it was stacked all over those. I don't know how. It was probably the equivalent of four.
Does the
3 to 4 receptacles?
So is that how many problems? How much of that? It's our problem because of how it looks and what it is. But at the same time,
is there
you bring
not,
it in, take it out.
Is there not trash cans down at the beaches and stuff anymore?
I don't believe so because of the Forest Service.
Okay.
There might be a few, but I know they took a lot out last year.
Right.
That's
I know they're down at Anvil Draw.
Yeah, Wyoming.
But
down, meaning they have them or less?
There's some there.
But like at State Line Cove, where there used to be one, like right when you came out, there's not any there anymore. I haven't been down there for a minute, so I don't know.
I know I seen the one over here by the store.
The two in Dutch John were filled.
Yeah.
That are over there that I think we help with. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know if we can maybe. I don't know if this would help, but maybe next year. I think we're a little too late this year, but maybe we spend the funding on one of those great big huge roll off dumpsters that only gets dumped once every 2 weeks, once a month, rather
probably
than.
Probably on that weekend once.
Yeah, probably.
Those are our two busiest.
24th.
Yeah, the 24th, kind of. Not as crazy.
I know.
I think it might be this year because it's a Thursday. It's close to the weekend.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's always kind of dependent on where it was.
Right.
The 4th is just crazy no matter what.
Well, I'd say...
I don't
it's too late for the 4th, but I'd say it's probably not too late for our other busy weekends.
So should I contact Nick and see if we can have him do one or two more for the 24th and then G&H over in Dutch John? Do you think Dutch John would need another one for the 24th? The delivery fee to Dutch John from Vernal is... If we did another one at Dutch...
If you made sure they had them empty before the weekend started, it might solve part of that problem. I don't know.
I wonder if we just ask Nick if we can do an extra... Because, like, he does extra dumps at our businesses over the weekend. Maybe just ask him if he can do extra dumps on those, too. We don't necessarily probably need more trash
just
out
more
there.
Often.
Just empty more often.
And I don't know how Kathy works that for sure with him.
Yeah.
Going in and out of the landfill.
I'm not sure.
I can find out.
But yeah, he dumps because we have him do the hub and the Sinclair extra on those weekends as well. So we get full.
It'd be worth at least getting some information and maybe a price on the big one, a big 27 yard.
Okay.
Just have the information. I don't know that Nick does the big ones. I don't think he does.
I don't think he does.
But I know there are places that'll bring them in.
Yeah. I have a little bit of a pie in the sky dream. I'm trying to see if I can locate an individual that would do like a pole bar and do a cardboard compactor. I've talked to Jordan and several other businesses about how much cardboard we go through. I can tell you now that those dumpsters at the store are probably half cardboard boxes.
That's a lot of what we
do. There's so much cardboard and then plastic bottles, and maybe try and get someone that we could help initiate a new business of doing some minor recycling that, you know, we could use one of the, I don't want it to be a county function, you know, I don't want the county to have to fund it or function it, but help get something going to where they could have a trailer that they could maybe haul it in for the recycling, either in Green River or over to Vernal. I don't know how well they do in the winter, but in the summertime, it would be a huge benefit if we could get the cardboard and plastic recycled and aluminum cans. Something just small enough to house that to our landfills. Kathy's worried about the landfill being filled up, and if we can just take that amount out of the landfill, it might extend that just a little bit longer.
I think that is a good effort. I don't know how profitable that effort would be. I don't know a lot about it, but I've heard that it's not a moneymaker.
It's not. When I was at the store, I was trying to see if we could get something that would smash. So Associated Foods would deliver, and my thought was, because we were the tail end of their delivery, that we could smash the week before's and have Associated take it back to Benedict's, because Benedict's does that. And then they haul that off, and not just no money, don't pay me anything for the bales, just take it out of here. But Associated wasn't real responsive to that idea.
But just because of your volume?
I don't know, something.
I think it's a problem, and it's worth our effort to try to see if we can help come up with a solution, but I don't know that private industry is going to handle it, because I don't think it's not a money maker. So but it's a good effort. Let's see what we can do on removal first, and then maybe some recycling.
My thought was, instead of the sheriff's office and the court offering fines, we want community service, and that's what they get to do. You have a $200 fine, you do 200 hours, and not really, but you have to do equivalent in hours as a community service in the summertime at a recycling. I don't know. That was just a pipe dream.
Okay.
If we don't have dreams, it doesn't happen. So.
Well, thank you. Let's move on to cash summary and accounts receivable report for the county and the RDA.
Motion to acknowledge receipt of the cash summaries for Daggett County and the RDA dated 7/3/2025.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second to acknowledge the receipt of the cash summary and the accounts receivable for the county and the RDA dated, what was the date? 7/3/2025. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Open invoice register. We have one for the county. And no open invoice register for the RDA, just for the county today.
Okay. Make a motion to approve the open invoice for Daggett County on date 7/3/2025 in the amount of $51,057.07.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the open invoice register for Daggett County dated 7/3/2025. In the amount of $51,057.07. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Disbursement summary for the county, and then we also have one for the RDA.
Do you want to do them at once or separately?
I'm fine either way.
I'll make a motion to acknowledge receipt of the disbursement summary for Zion's checking for Daggett County between 6/27 and 7/3/2025 in the amount of $125,187.87, as well as for the RDA with the same dates, totaling $111,333.33. Neither summary has a void amount.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to acknowledge the receipt of the disbursement summary for Daggett County and the RDA for the dates of 6/27 to 7/3/2025. The amount for the summary for the county is $125,187.87, and the amount for the RDA is $111,333.33. All in favor?
Aye.
Any purchase requests today?
I don't have any.
Correspondence?
Unless there's some in your packet that I don't look deep enough for.
No.
Calendar review.
I'll be gone from next week. I mean, if I could get excused from next week's meeting. I have a conflict. I'll get by the 14th, but I've got a DWR conflict on Tuesday. There's a chance I could be on virtually, but I can't commit to that, depending on the location.
Okay. I have Conservation District and Weed Board meeting tomorrow. That's what I've got on my calendar for this week. Randy, anything for yours?
What is there? Something 30. Oh, yeah. Northeast Catholic had an open house for their two buildings. 31. One in the morning, one in the afternoon.
Good.
Next Monday is the leadership, the LPC leadership lunch on Monday. And then it's also the CEO and the board meeting that night at 4 p.m.
Thanks for that reminder.
Whom is doing the lunch on the LEPC?
It should be Leonard and Katie, okay. But I'll confirm with them today and see if you need to help them.
Okay.
I don't know if it's EPPC. It's one of those.
So yeah, it shows on the calendars, but I don't know for sure.
I think we had that discussion the last time we had one. I don't know if we ever answered that question for sure.
Which one it is, yeah.
No, we already mentioned the concert and the rodeo Friday and Saturday.
I was going to ask the commissioners how you felt about maybe canceling next month's leadership lunch. We're so busy and everybody else is so busy in August. Maybe foregoing that one and picking it back up in September. I know Kathy said that, you know, as far as this town of Manila, they have a lot of stuff going on right then, and then September stuff slows back down again.
When would it fall in September?
September would be... I don't ever buy one of these kind of books. Monday the 8th, September 8th.
And they need to be excused if they do.
Which, that's the week of the Choice Music Concert, too.
Yeah. Field flight.
Yeah, if we're going to have trouble getting people to attend the meeting in August, I'm fine canceling that meeting.
Okay. All right. I'll let everybody know.
Okay. All right. Policy and legislation. Item number 2, discussion and consideration of completed business licenses for... A, Flaming Gorge Community Foundation, and B, C and H Cowboy Construction.
And they got all the paperwork in finally, huh?
Yes.
Two business licenses.
A second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the two business licenses stated. All in favor?
Aye.
Item 3, discussion and consideration of FY26 MRRC contract.
See, is this part of the attachment A, B, C? Is this all corner monumentation?
It is. That's what the contract is for. Is for the it's Monument Preservation, Protection, and Rehabilitation Project.
Okay. this being handled through whom? What department?
I believe it's through the recorder's office.
That's who requested it.
Make a motion to approve the fiscal year 2026 MRRC contract.
We have a motion and a second to approve the fiscal year 26 MRRC contract. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I did have a request from Jesse Lastly to have some closed session discussion, but I don't know how productive it'll be without Kent, and he's in court. I'm not sure when he'll be available, so I could try to reschedule with Jesse when Kent will be available with us, but I just don't know how productive that discussion would be.
I had a message for me to call him, but I didn't. I called him this morning, but it was, must have been early, and I don't.
I spoke with him yesterday. He's probably.
Know that I have a response. It was probably the same thing.
So. Probably.
Oh, I see that I have two text messages that I didn't know. From you, or Randy, or Philip.
Well, I'll try to facilitate that. That discussion.
And you'll communicate
time.
With Jesse.
Yeah. Yep. I'll let him. I'll let him know. So, is there any other reasons to have closed session discussion, knowing that Kent's not available? Anything else that we need to discuss before we adjourn?
With paying you that bill, or is there any news about things going forward over there?
I told, upon instruction from Kent, I called Matt and told him that he can proceed with working in that easement. I don't know if they've actually moved dirt yet or not. But he's been made aware that that issue's resolved and that he can proceed with construction.
Okay.
He was pretty dang excited.
I suspect.
So, yeah. So that's he was very appreciative. Wanted me to express to both of you and to Kent, thank you for getting that resolved. I think it was in the nick of time. So that's going to be a good project to improve that line and help development happen over there. So, okay. Anything else before we adjourn? Hearing nothing else, I'll adjourn the meeting by acclamation at 9:51.